I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. The UN Security Council is set to hold closed-door meetings Monday on the situation in Syria, following the lightning advance by rebels that ousted President Bashar al-Assad. Russia, which provided military assistance to Assad during the nearly 14-year Syrian civil war, requested the Security Council session to discuss developments. Speaking to reporters at UN headquarters in New York Monday, U.S. Deputy UN Ambassador Robert Wood spoke about U.S. priorities for Monday's Security Council meeting and beyond.
We've got three primary interests we want to see, and one is making sure, frankly, that our soldiers and personnel and all are protected. We want to make sure that our allies are safe and secure. We want to make sure that there isn't a humanitarian catastrophe. And so we're going to be working over the coming days and weeks to try to make sure that we can ensure all of those things happen.
Russian officials have confirmed Syrian President Assad fled to Moscow with his family Sunday, bringing to a dramatic close his nearly 14-year struggle to hold on to control as his country fragmented into a brutal civil war that became a proxy battlefield for regional and international powers. Middle East North African analyst Hayat Hayd with Britain's Chatham House International Affairs Group told the Associated Press Syria is home to multiple ethnic and religious communities, often pitted against each other by Assad's state and years of war. But he says he thinks Syria so far is headed in the right direction in terms of transitioning from the Assad government.
The government that was appointed by the Syrian regime is currently transitioning peacefully. All their authorities, institutions basically fall under their authority to the opposition groups. Opposition groups have been able to also establish security sort of control over different areas to prevent fighting, to prevent violations, and to prevent looting.
This is VOA News. Following the overthrow Sunday of Syrian leader Assad, Israel has seized control of a demilitarized buffer zone in the Golan Heights and has attacked a weapons factory near the Syrian capital, Damascus. Speaking to reporters Monday in Jerusalem, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar said the presence of Israeli forces in Syrian territory was a, quote, limited temporary step meant to ensure Israel's security during the confusion after the fall of Assad.
The steps we took, the only interest we have is the security of Israel and its citizens. That's why we attacked strategic weapon systems in order that they will not fall in the hands of extremists.
Israel has watched the upheaval in Syria with a mixture of hope and concern as it weighs the consequences of one of the most significant strategic shifts in the Middle East in years. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is set to testify for the first time in a trial against him on corruption allegations. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Netanyahu's testimony is expected to start Tuesday and last weeks as Israel fights its war in Gaza. The Israeli leader faces charges of fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate affairs. Prosecutors say Netanyahu exchanged regulatory favors with media titans for favorable news coverage. They say he also advanced the personal interests of a billionaire Hollywood producer in exchange for lavish gifts. Netanyahu denies wrongdoing. The trial began in 2020, and a verdict is not expected until at least 2026. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Heavy rains in Indonesia's Java Island have led to landslides and flash floods that have left 10 dead and 2 missing. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Torrential rains since last week have caused rivers to burst their banks, tearing through Sukabumi district of West Java province. Landslides, flash floods, and strong winds have devastated over 170 villages and forced more than 3,000 people to flee to temporary government shelters. Rescuers removed the roof of a collapsed house damaged in the landslide while looking for possible victims. They've recovered at least 10 bodies that were swept away in the floods or buried under tons of mud and rocks that hit hilly villages. Authorities have warned nearly 1,000 people to evacuate as more than 400 houses are threatened by the extreme weather. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this news update. But the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.